While the presidential candidates sweep up all the dollars they can, there are a number of independent groups also organizing, raising money, and hoping to sway primary voters. And a recent Supreme Court decision may encourage corporations and unions to underwrite TV ads. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
One example of what a television ad can do? 4 years ago, Iowa voters saw this one just before the Democratic caucuses there. The only visual was a picture of Osama bin Laden.
Americans want a president who can face the dangers ahead. But Howard Dean has no military or foreign policy experience. And Howard Dean just cannot compete with George Bush on foreign policy. It's time for Democrats to think about that.
The ad hurt Dean badly. Ultimately, he finished third and never regained his footing. A group called Americans for Jobs, Healthcare, and Progressive Values paid for the ad. It turned out to consist of people supporting Dean's Democratic rivals. After the ads ran, the group quietly disappeared. But that's the big money hit-and-run tactic that may guide independent groups in 2008. Big Democratic groups from 2004 have all folded, but this month there's a new one called the Fund for America. Corporations and unions had been barred from spending on TV ads within 30 days of a primary or caucus, a blackout period, incidentally, that starts just 12 days from now for Iowa. But last spring, the Supreme Court weakened that ban. It said corporations and unions can pay for campaign season ads provided that the ads are about issues and not thinly veiled campaign messages. The Federal Election Commission this week adopted rules to implement the decision. Chairman Robert Lenhardt explained it this way.
There was a type of advertisement which we were treating as prohibited by law, which the Supreme Court made clear corporations and unions can spend money running. And so I think we've provided some guidance as to where we see those lines.
Ken Gross, the campaign finance lawyer who represented Americans for Jobs back in 2004, doubts that many for-profit corporations will engage in this.
Because it's cutting-edge type political activity that is often challenged after the fact, and corporations are in the business of selling things or providing services, and they're not in the business of politics.
But the opportunity may look sweeter as ad techniques get refined. Here's an ad that's considered one of the best of 2004. It was produced by the Progress for America Voter Fund, and it ran just before Election Day. First, you hear an Ohio girl who lost her mother on 9/11. She later met President Bush at a rally. He hugged her, and she wept. The second voice is her father.
He's the most powerful man in the world, and all he wants to do is make sure I'm safe, that I'm okay.
What I saw was what I want to see in the heart and in the soul of the man who sits in the highest elected office in our country.
Could a corporation or union now pay for this kind of soft-focus ad? With the Supreme Court decision, the answer is an emphatic maybe. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And one other political note now. The suspense is finally over in the Granite State. New Hampshire's Secretary of State, William Gardner, has announced the date for what will be this election season's first primary. Given the upheaval in the primary calendar, Gardner had not ruled out holding the primary in December. But the official date he announced today is January 8th, 5 days after the Iowa caucuses.